Howie Carr writes for the Washington Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them.
And I have a message for ICE. Get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. We're just talking about how many officers the Minneapolis Police Department has lost since the... Since the George Floyd looting, arson, murder spree in 2020. In the past 5 years, the Minneapolis Police Department has lost half of the entire department, according to one report. Some retiring on disability from PTSD. PTSD, it's gone from 900 officers to 560 last year. I don't know if they've built it back, 2024, I don't know if they've built it back up a little bit, but I'm sure this is not going to be good for keeping any of the remaining officers on duty. And speaking of PTSD, this is the report from the CBS TV affiliate in Minneapolis about the report of the ICE agent who shot the poetess yesterday. And this is what happened to him with one of Joe Biden's undocumented Democrats, what was done to him by a savage from Guatemala last June, cut 12A.
These images show the officer's hand in the vehicle. In this video, you can see the driver take off with the agent hanging from the car, dragging him 300 feet through front yards. These graphic images show the aftermath. A bloody agent who needed 33 stitches for his significant cuts.
300 feet. We all know the length of a football field. I fell off the back of a truck going about 5 miles an hour once in Deerfield, and I was cut all to hell. I mean, can you imagine what that must be like to be dragged by a car by a savage criminal that was led into the country by the Democrat Party to rape, murder, molest underage children because they wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Met says, a big thumbs up for mortadella head lasagna. Thanks. All right. Bruce will be at our VIP next spring, and I think he wants mortadella head to be the supplier of dinner. We'll try to work it out for you, Bruce from the Mets. 844-500-4242. I'm going to play Vice President Vance again about an hour and a half ago at the White House press briefing with Caroline Leavitt. Cut 37.
You said earlier that there's a left-wing network to attack, to dox, to assault, and make it impossible for ICE officers to do their job. You told my colleague just now that there's an investigation going on into that network.
Yep.
So, if everything that you say is true, how does being part of that network justify being shot?
Well, being part of the network doesn't justify being shot, but ramming an ICE officer with your car, that's what justifies being shot. It's not a good thing, by the way, but when you force somebody to engage in self-defense, it's almost a preposterous question. I'm not saying that funding some of this stuff justifies capital punishment. Nobody would suggest that. The reason this woman is dead is because she tried to ram somebody with her car and that guy acted in self-defense. That is why
exactly. She
lost her life. And that is the tragedy. Now, there may be other violations of the law and other penalties that are associated with those violations of the law. For example, if you are funding violence against our law enforcement officers, I'm not a prosecutor. My guess is that's not the sort of thing that earns capital punishment, but it should sure as hell earn you a few years in prison if you're funding the effort to try to assault our law enforcement officers.
Yeah, is that fomenting an insurrection against law enforcement? Tuesday, the Democrats were, you know, standing with the boys in blue, in the thin blue line. They congratulated Captain Michael Byrd for murdering an Air Force veteran and Trump supporter in cold blood, an unarmed Trump supporter. They thought it was great. Now, a guy defends himself after being almost killed by an undocumented Democrat 6 months ago, dragged 100 yards, 33 stitches. He defends himself, and they're calling him a murderer. Cut 38.
What is, I'm sorry, guys. What's going on here? You guys are meant to report the truth. How have you let yourself become agents of propaganda of a radical fringe that's making it harder for us to enforce our laws? You just asked me a question that presumed that the reason why this woman died is because she was engaged in legitimate protest. She tried to run somebody over with her car, and the guy defended himself when that happened. Next question.
Exactly. One more cut from J.D. Vance before we start taking some calls here this hour. Cut 36.
The media wants to tell the truth. They ought to tell the truth that a group of left-wing radicals have been working tirelessly, sometimes using domestic terror techniques, to try to make it impossible for the President of the United States to do what the American people elected him to do, which is enforce our immigration laws. The president stands with ICE. I stand with ICE. We stand with all of our law enforcement officers. And part of that is recognizing that you people in the media, not everybody in this room, but many people in this room, have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before. And everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
I got to play a couple more of these cuts from this woman, Laura Coates. Again, I don't know where she came from, but she works for CNN. And it's ridiculous. She said that the agent was bumped by the car, like it was a fist bump. You know, I mean, it was a dance at a reception after a wedding, and one tipsy couple or guy bumped into another dancer. It's she tried to run him over. This is and she's shocked too by what she's hearing. Cut 28.
Honor whoever this person was, in case, you know, information needed to be known about what had happened to them.
Oh God, Liliana Zaragoza, thank you so much for sharing. I'm so sorry for what you've seen. Thank you for bearing witness for us tonight.
Yeah. You're welcome.
My God, still ahead. There are growing calls.
Oh my God, thanks for bearing witness. We've got the video. We don't need some lunatic bearing witness and making crap up. 844-500-4242. Cut 26.
Location-wise, we are a few feet from the vigil, from the actual site where this woman lost her life earlier today. There are people all over. Give me some sense. You've covered this area a great deal, particularly during the George Floyd killing and the aftermath and protests.
The George Floyd killing. How many times do we have to say this? He wasn't killed. He died. Is it asking them too much to, you know, you don't just have to go to Google or something. What about AI, Grok, all this? What did the Hennepin County coroner say caused the death of George Floyd? Was it a murder? Was it a killing? No, it was not. 844-500-4242-207. Can't that officer sue for slander? It's easier said than done, obviously. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I don't know. I think this is great. I think people have not, like, lost their respect and fear for police officers. I think it was right. I think it should be done more often. What if they were going to arrest a murderer or a rapist? or they prevented them from arresting a future murderer or rapist, how would they feel then, you know?
Well, you know, this is the thing. I mean, they keep saying, they keep making it sound like they're breaking up families and all this stuff. You know, like, for instance, today, Mara Healey, the governor of Massachusetts, said, well, they shouldn't be using private airlines to fly these third world cholos out of the country because it's costing the taxpayers too much money. Dave, she spent and counting $4 billion on illegal aliens. Now she's concerned about the expenditures to get them out of the country. Not only are they on welfare, they're criminals. You know? Let me play a cut for you, Dave. This is Kristi Noem talking about exactly what you just said. The reason they are rounding these people up is because the state and local authorities keep letting them go because they're good Democrats. They're part of the they're part of the shock troops of the Democrat Party to cleanse the cities of working class Americans and taxpayers, so they can control the power in these hollowed out cities indefinitely. Cut 13.
Since Governor Walz has been in charge of Minnesota, we have seen homicides go up by over 50%. That's also during Mayor Fry's tenure as well. Since President Trump took office, Governor Walz has released over 470 violent criminals back onto the streets here in Minneapolis. He has another 680 of them still within his jurisdiction that he could give to us today to face the consequences for their crimes. Because Governor Walz and Mayor Fry refuse to protect Minnesotans, and instead they protect these criminals, that's why we are here. And we didn't just show up yesterday. We've always been here.
This is what Todd Lyons has talked about over and over again on this show, and Trish Hyde. The reason why the ICE agents have to go into these neighborhoods is because the Democrat authorities in these ruined, failed blue jurisdictions refuse to turn them over at the jails where they're unarmed. They're allowed to go back into the communities, arm themselves, commit more crimes, violate more juveniles, sell more drugs, drive drunk more and kill more people. And that's why ICE has to go in and grab these people off the streets rather than out of the jails. And they don't want to hear it, but it's true. It's common sense if you think about it. You don't have to be law enforcement to figure it out. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Great headline from the B. Democrats demand to know why ICE agents can't just shoot cars in the leg. Again, it's not that far off. I mean, Harold Ford, the former congressman from Memphis, said last night on the Five, why didn't they just shoot the tires of the car? The car was 2 inches from him. The car, quote, to use Laura Coates' word, bumped him. You think shooting the car in the leg or the tire, whatever you want to call it, was going to have an impact if it kept going at him? Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is will Minnesota Democrats indict the ICE agent who was almost killed by the poetess? Yes, no, or not sure?
Yes.
70% of the audience now says yes, 20% say no, 10% are not sure.
After listening to Tim Walz run off at the mouth again today, I see the number of people saying yes rose dramatically in the first hour of the show. 844-500-4242. Tamara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tamara.
Hi, Howie. Have a blessed new year. I'm hoping it's going off well for you. This is Tamara, Eric's mom.
I know. Her son was murdered in D.C., as you may recall. He was a senior at UMass, a really great kid, and it was really a terrible, terrible thing that she underwent. I hope you have a better new year, given the horrible circumstances tomorrow. But go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to say, I think this is an important piece that we need to mention to the audience. If you were a victim of a violent crime or your family member like me, Eric was murdered, innocent bystander, by, let's say it was an illegal alien, and they are going to arrest this person, and you have all this interference going on, and that person gets away, as a family, we would feel horrible. It would be the same thing as when the ATF went in to arrest the people that were responsible for my son's murders. Imagine if they knew and they interfered and those monsters got away. And the government, Minnesota, is wrong. They don't care about crime victims. The people they're protesting do not care about crime victims. And you know what, Howard? Until they walk in someone's shoes, stay away from law enforcement, because I'll tell you, if I was a parent out there and this was going on, I would be livid.
How would you like to know that you had to go into some apartment and knock on a door late at night, and you don't know who's behind that door, but you do know that you could have picked up that guy when he was released from jail or was released from court, but some nut judge like Shelley Joseph or Hannah Duggan in Milwaukee had let this guy go out the back door because somehow she was virtue signaling, and now your life was at risk. Not to mention all the people that are on the other side of the door that this guy, this cholo, could be using as a hostage. It's insane what they're
doing. Exactly. You know, and we are the forgotten. The victims of violent crime and their families are the forgotten in America, except, and I have to admit, for the Republicans. They're the only ones trying to straighten out this mess, and I've been following it very closely in D.C. on C-SPAN and everything. And this really is hurtful. It's hurtful to us as victims. And my son, if that happened to him with ATF and they interfered, can you imagine if those monsters got off and they took off again? I mean, people are afraid for their lives.
And I know, it's not like when they get let out the door that these career criminals, these illegal aliens, suddenly decide to go straight and become brain surgeons or nuclear scientists. They're just going to go back to the life of crime that they were doing before. And Tim Walz, Jacob Fry, they don't give a bleep. They don't care. Mara Healy, thanks for the call, Tamara. Hope you have a better year after what the horrors of last year. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. A lot of people are asking today, can't people like Walz and Fry and Ellison, the Attorney General, also known as Keith X, can't they be referred to the DOJ for criminal charges? And I personally don't believe so. I wish. But Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, she was at the hearing a couple of days ago with one of the Minnesota state reps, the Republicans who were testifying. And this is what Representative Luna from Florida had to say. Cut 17.
Chair recognizes Ms. Luna.
Thank you, Chairman Comer. Honorable Robbins, based on your record before your committee, when did Governor Walz first become aware of widespread fraud in Minnesota social service programs?
I would assume that he has been aware of it since he ran for office for governor in 2018.
By 2017, DHS investigators warned CCAP fraud could exceed 50%. What was that information elevated to the governor's office?
Yes, there was an OLA report.
Thank you, ma'am. By 2020, state officials knew feeding our future invoices were fraudulent. We know that payments continued to the AG's knowledge. Did they continue to the governor's knowledge as well?
Yes.
Attorney General Ellison agreed on tape to fight Minnesota's own Department of Human and Health Services in exchange for Somali political and financial support. In your personal opinion, do you believe it is a possibility that Governor Walz also made that personal deal, or that he at least knew about the Attorney General's agreement?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't want to rehash what you guys have spent hours answering. We know that there's a big issue with the fraud in Minnesota. So on a number of things, I'd first like to point out, thank you for being here today, but because of your testimony and because of some of the evidence that we've seen brought forward, as well as I'm sure the fact that this committee, I assume, at Chairman Comer's direction, will be soon subpoenaing AG Ellison, I would like to make criminal referrals regarding Governor Walz as well as AG Ellison. As you know, U.S. Code 371 and U.S. Code 2, which deals with criminalized conspiracies to defraud the United States and establishes liability for individuals who knowingly aid or abet the commission of federal offense, includes willing full blindness or deliberate inaction where duties to act exist. So I will be referring them later on today.
Good. You could call it grandstanding, but, you know, at least put it out on record. They knew what was going on. They've known it all along. It's okay with them. Trump only lost the state by 50,000 in 2016. I think he lost it by fewer than that in 2024. And so if you subtract all the Somali fraudsters that have been naturalized, he probably wins the state. You know, the elections have consequences, and importing the third world criminal underclass into the first world is going to have major consequences. Kristi Noem talking about the poetess, the stay-at-home mom who is now not going to be at home any longer. She left behind a six-year-old son. Her husband, a so-called comedian, had died. So, I mean, that's even more irresponsible to be engaging in this kind of behavior when you're the only parent your child has. But I can't imagine behaving in such a fashion. I'm sure you can't either. It's not something a responsible adult, a responsible human being would do. And this is Kristi Noem describing what she was doing yesterday. Cut 11.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle and attempted to run a law enforcement officer over. This appears as an attempt to kill or to cause bodily harm to agents, an act of domestic terrorism. The ICE officer, fearing for his life and the other officers around him, and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training to save his own life and that of his colleagues. He was treated at a local hospital, has been released, and is now with family.
The first instinct of all human beings is to survive, right? You can't ask people to lay down their lives for wokeness. You can't ask the people to lay down their lives so that their society can be destroyed. And again, Michael Chesna, you know, he tried to appease the savage beast who had a rock. He didn't shoot him. And the savage beast murdered him. And then he murdered an innocent woman. This is in the city of Weymouth a few years back. 844-500-4242. Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Quint.
Hey, Howie. I watched the whole press conference, and J.D. Vance was great. I mean,
He was excellent.
He gave it to him, really. Yeah. And then I was thinking last week, you know, maybe Rubio for president, but we got two great choices to be the next president.
Yes, we do. Yeah,
but
you're
correct. The Democrats forget. The Democrats forget how dangerous a car is. You forget what just happened in New Orleans last year, and they forget what happened in Kenosha when he drove in that Christmas parade. You know, they say, yep. There's nothing, you know, or they just bumped him. That car could have crushed him.
What about the West Side of New York? Remember that guy, the Muslim, decided to just, he went the walking path on the Hudson River, and he just went down and took out all these people with a giant truck? Yeah, you're right. How can you not understand that? Everybody spent their lives around automobiles and trucks. We all, every day. You know how powerful they are. You know how much damage they can do.
Bumped. Never mind that, but snowballs. You don't know what they're throwing in those snowballs, you know?
I love bumped. This Laura Coates, apparently she's the legal correspondent. She's never been a reporter. I don't know if she's ever been. You don't have to be a reporter to know that a car doesn't bump you. A car hits you and kills you or does massive bodily damage. That's why Karen Reed got off, because the jury knew that if she had really struck John O'Keefe, he would have had his corpse would have had a lot of broken bones rather than just a few couple of massive blows to the back of his head, like he got hit with a barbell or something in the basement. You know, that's why she was acquitted, because people understand that. But apparently all these reporters and all these hippies that are protesting in Minneapolis don't seem to understand that. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Last night, I was watching Channel 4, and they bring on Ed Davis as their, like, political analyst or whatever. And he comes out and says what he saw in the videotape was horrific, and that it will obviously have several investigations done, and that the law enforcement officers are trained to step aside when a car comes toward them. I looked at my wife and I said, "Did I just hear him say that?" And I was literally sickened by his leftist defense.
Kevin, how's his investigation of the David Ortiz shooting going? How'd that work out?
That's right. Now, back about 6 months ago, I saw him standing side by side with Mayor Wu when she was complaining about, you know, ICE coming into Boston. And honestly, I don't know him really well, but I've known him since his...
You know, I have a picture in my book, Mass Corruption. I was looking for a picture of Kenny Berkowitz, the late chief of police in Canton, who was basically run by Brian Higgins, the crooked ATF agent. And at his retirement dinner for Kenny Berkowitz, you know who showed up? Ed Davis, Kevin. And I got a picture of them together in my book.
He started in Tewksbury, went to Lowell, had a great successful career in Lowell as an officer, a detective, and then superintendent, and then went into Boston. And I could not believe what he said. And I don't know. Anyway, thanks, Howie.
Yeah. No, I know. He made his bones. I mean, he didn't make his bones as an investigator, but he became a media sensation, so to speak, as after the Sarnia Muslim bombing of the Boston Marathon. And he's got his own business now. He's on all these boards, and he's making money hand over fist, as they say. 844-500-4242. You already know I don't bring anything on this show unless it actually helps people. And All Family Pharmacy, they are helping a lot of families right now. If you don't want to wait in line or spend a week trying to get a doctor to write a prescription that you need to fight off the flu or anything else, you need All Family Pharmacy. If you're leaving for a trip tomorrow and suddenly feel a sore throat coming on, you need All Family Pharmacy. If your doctor says they won't prescribe ivermectin, you need All Family Pharmacy. This is a family-owned pharmacy that actually has your back. They've got fast doctor approvals, fast shipping, and the medications people are looking for. Tamiflu, antibiotics, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, mebendazole, always in stock and ready to ship. Listeners keep telling me how easy the process is. I already knew because I use it myself. It's the easiest way I've ever had to deal with. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to make the appointment. You don't have to hunt around for a pharmacy that's not sold out of whatever drug you need once you get the prescription. The shipping is quick and easy, and it's just such a relief to finally find a pharmacy that doesn't make you jump through the hoops. That's what people tell me, and I already know it. So check them out, All Family Pharmacy, and be prepared for whatever this new year brings in the terms of viruses and flus and anything else. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% on your next order. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, Calitrun. They've been on our show for a while now, and they have a great product. It's a specially formulated, scientifically proven collagen protein digestive enzyme complex that aids the body in the repair and rebuilding of lean muscle with the industry's highest standard of quality ingredients. While supplies last, we got two here today. While supplies last, you can purchase a 30-day supply of Calitrin. That's a $70 value for just $35. Limit 3 per order. No returns on this product. Takes a while for it to work, but if you get 3 months worth, 3 orders, you can. It works out to $1 a day, and you can see if it works, and it does work. Just ask Jared; he knows. Then we also have today Glow Getters 10-in-1 mushroom formula. It brings together the benefits of 10 powerful mushrooms to help you glow, GLO, from the inside out. Together, this 10-in-1 formula works to boost your immunity, support brain health and focus, increase natural energy, and balance stress and overall wellness. While supplies last, you can purchase a 60-gummy supply of Glow Getters Mushroom Complex for brain function. That's a $34 value for just $17. Visit HowieCarShow.com and click on store. Limit 3 per order. There's a lot of new products around to improve brain function, but many of them are very expensive. Glow Getters is a way to get many of the same results for at a much more affordable price. Joining us now is Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. And tell us about these two new products. The Calitrin is particularly good for people who are trying to lose weight after putting on a few pounds during the holiday feasting. Right, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. You know, Calitrin has been a healthy choice for weight loss since 1997. And the key difference between that and everything else out there is that it is good for you. And we tell you right now, it is not a quick fix. You are not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days with this product. But it's about being sustainable. It's about giving your body back what it needs. It's helping with your lean muscle growth. It's helping tone and tighten. It's also helping with your sleep and your joints, too. So it's a health supplement that's going to help you lose weight over time, where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. So check it out. It's got a huge success rate, a huge 86% success rate, and it's safe with all medications. I feel like that's really important to mention here. Safe, it's hormone friendly, it doesn't interfere with anything, it doesn't have any side effects at all whatsoever, and it's pretty easy too. You actually take it right at bedtime.
And it's a $70 value for just $35. So you could give it a try with not much risk financially. You could see if it works or not. And if you want to do it for 2 months or 3 months, you can order 3. And tell us about Glow Getters, Elizabeth Miller. They seem like they're the mailroom manager likes Glow Getters. She's been taking it for a while.
Yes. You know, this supplement is a newer supplement for us. I'd like to mention, too, that with every order of any of our products, you get a team of support. We are right here in America. You can call us. We are here for your journey. You can call us, Texas. We are here to help you reach your health goals. But with the mushroom gummy vitamin, this mushroom is going to help you with your memory, your focus. It does it without stimulants, too. I can attest to this. So Calitrin helped me lose 40 pounds. I can tell you this mushroom vitamin has helped me focus in ways that I did not think I could do anymore at this age. My memory's gotten better. I've actually got everybody that I know taking this right now, too. And you can really tell a difference when you take it versus when you don't take it. Like, I even had somebody earlier that was like, have you had a lot of coffee today? Like, you're going through files from last year in the middle of the day. And it's because I had my mushroom gummy vitamin. You can focus so much better. So something about these mushrooms is almost magical. I do not know exactly how that all works, but I can tell you that it does work, and everybody that I know will tell you the same thing. They can tell when they don't take it. So it really is great for trying to especially get ahead at this time of the year. You know, you want to get organized, you want to get focused, get your goals in order. That mushroom vitamin is going to help you.
So while supplies last, you could purchase a 60 gummy supply of Glow Getters Mushroom Complex for brain function. That's a $34 value for just $17. Visit HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Again, same with the Calitrin. The limit is 3 per order. So this is a good way to get started in the new year. You know, maybe your resolutions are already starting to fray here after a mere week. But this is a good way, Calitrin, to try to lose weight or sleep certainly sleep better, wouldn't you say, Elizabeth?
Yes, you know, taking it at bedtime definitely helps you reach that deeper stage cycle of sleep. So it's going to help you really not only gain your energy levels back throughout the day, but boost your metabolism as well, doing that naturally without stimulants.
And the Glow Getters, like I said, everybody, as you get older, you have memory begins to slip a little bit. You're not as sharp. I know exactly what Elizabeth's talking about. You reach for a word, and I'm on the air 4 hours a day, and it really is important to me personally and to the show that my slippage as I age is minimized. and you've got to do whatever you can to minimize that.
That's right. You know, especially talking for a living, you got to get your words right. But it is. It's a brain fog that happens as we get older, and especially in the middle of the day, early afternoon, you start really thinking, oh, gosh, I'm having trouble focusing. I'm having trouble being productive, and this is going to help you do that. And I will mention this, too. This gummy vitamin has been specially formulated. We went through over a year of product development and testing before we got this right, but where it is not one that sticks in your teeth, it's not
going
to be.
That's very important. I'm glad you mentioned that, Elizabeth. That's the worst thing when something sticks to your teeth. You know, the Glow Getters do not stick to your teeth. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. Thanks, Elizabeth.